$6. That's what I paid for a pound of tomatoes last Tuesday. $6 for tomatoes that were mealy in the middle and had started going soft at the corner of the bag before I even got to the car. I stood in the parking lot, keys in my hand, and looked at that receipt, and something in me shifted. I drive 22 miles each way to the nearest grocery store, with gas at $4 a gallon. That's a trip that costs me nearly $8 in fuel on top of whatever I buy. And now fresh produce distributors are adding fuel surcharges on top of their own costs, which means the $6 tomatoes had an extra 35 cents baked in that I didn't notice until I read the fine print at the bottom of the receipt. I'm not telling you this to complain. I'm telling you this because it's the same feeling that made me start gardening seriously 15 years ago. Not some pastoral dream about living off the land, a receipt, a cold parking lot, a slow-burning anger at how expensive it had become to eat something that grew from a seed. There was a packet of tomato seeds in my junk drawer that I found that same afternoon. Cherokee Purple, bought 2 springs ago, never planted. I'd meant to. Life got busy. I set it on the kitchen counter and looked at it for 3 days before I did anything about it. This episode is about what I did next. Because if gas prices are staying above $4, and every indicator says they are, as long as the war in the Persian Gulf keeps disrupting oil supply chains, then what's sitting in your drawer or your garage right now might be the most financially important thing in your house. Let me tell you what I know, and what I've gotten wrong, and what works. The first thing to understand about spring gardening in 2026 is that the cost pressure is real, but it's also manageable. A packet of tomato seeds costs $3 to $5 and contains between 30 and 60 seeds. If you start them indoors now, in late March, early April, and transplant them after last frost, one packet can produce 40 to 80 pounds of tomatoes over a summer. At current retail prices, that's between $240 and $480 worth of produce from a single seed packet. The math is not subtle, but I know what happens with that math. People hear it, get excited, buy 50 seed packets, start 50 trays, kill half of them because they overwatered or put them in a south-facing window that got too hot in the afternoon, transplant what's left too early, lose half to a late frost, and end up in July with 6 tomato plants and a story about how gardening isn't really worth it. I have been that person. More than once. So let me give you the unsexy version. The version where you grow less and actually eat it. Start with 5 crops. 5 is a number a beginner can manage without burnout. If you're in the northern half of the United States, your 5 crops for spring 2026 should be tomatoes, zucchini, green beans, lettuce, and basil. These 5 crops cover most of what drives fresh produce costs, tomatoes and lettuce especially, which are the 2 items where the retail fuel surcharge is hitting hardest right now because of the distance they travel from California's Central Valley and Mexican growing regions. For each of these 5 crops, I want to talk about the mistake that kills most of them before they make it to July. Tomatoes. The most common kill is transplanting too early. I cannot stress this enough. The forecast says 42 degrees, and you think that's fine, it won't actually freeze. And sometimes you're right. But a tomato seedling that's been growing indoors under lights or in a south window has no idea that 42-degree nights exist. Its cells are not hardened. One night below 40, especially with any wind, and you lose a month of work. Wait until your nighttime lows have been consistently above 50 degrees for 2 weeks. Not one night. 2 weeks. I waited one night, 3 years running. I finally learned, zucchini. The most common kill is overplanting. I know you think you won't have enough. You will have too much. Plant 2 zucchini plants. I am serious. 2. They are aggressive producers. 1 plant in a good year can yield 30 pounds of fruit. 2 plants will outlast your family's appetite for zucchini by the end of July. If you plant 6, you will be leaving them on neighbors' porches and feeling guilty about the ones you can't give away. Plant 2. Green beans. The most common kill is planting the wrong type for your space. There are 2 types. Bush beans, which grow in a compact mound and produce heavily for 3 to 4 weeks, and pole beans, which climb and produce steadily all summer. If you have limited space, bush beans give you a bigger burst in a smaller footprint. If you have a fence or trellis, pole beans will outperform them over a full season. Know which you have before you plant. Lettuce. The most common kill is planting it at the wrong time of year. Lettuce is a cool weather crop. It wants to be planted now, in late March or April, and it wants to be done by June. If you try to grow lettuce in July and August, you will watch it bolt, which means it will shoot up a seed stalk, turn bitter, and become inedible in the span of about a week. Plant it now. Harvest it by the beginning of June. Let the bed rest. Plant fall lettuce in August when things cool back down. Basil. The most common kale is also cold. Basil is even more cold sensitive than tomatoes. Do not put basil outside until nights are reliably above 55 degrees. Not 50. 55. Cold basil turns black at the tips and never fully recovers. Start it inside now and keep it inside until the weather truly warms. That Cherokee purple packet I found in my drawer. I started it on March 31st, the same day I wrote this down. I used a seed starting tray, a bag of seed starting mix, not potting soil, which is too dense, and a south-facing windowsill that gets 4 to 5 hours of direct sun in the afternoon. I planted 2 seeds per cell, half an inch deep. I watered them from below by setting the tray in a shallow pan of water and letting it absorb for 20 minutes. I covered the tray loosely with plastic wrap to hold humidity and set it on top of the refrigerator overnight because the warmth from the motor is one of the best free heat sources for germination in a house. Seeds germinate faster in warmth. Once they sprout, they need light, not heat. The refrigerator trick only works for the first week. That is the whole system. It costs less than $20 to get 5 crops started if you already have a sunny window. If you don't have a sunny window, a grow light setup runs about $40 for a basic clip-on model that will last several years. The fuel cost savings I'm talking about here are not theoretical. I've been tracking my grocery spending against my garden output for 6 years. In a good year, my garden reduces my summer produce spending by roughly 60%. In a poor year, and I've had poor years, years where late frost took half my tomatoes or a fungal problem wiped out my squash, it's been closer to 30%. Even the worst gardening year I've had has saved me more money than it cost. But the thing I didn't expect when I started gardening because of a receipt in a cold parking lot was what it does to your sense of your own capability. There is something that happens in your chest the first time you cut a tomato. You grew yourself, and it's warm from the sun, and it smells like the actual plant, not like cardboard shipping. Something that has nothing to do with money. I still have the empty Cherokee purple packet from 2 years ago. I should have planted it then. The seeds I planted this week are the ones I should have planted 2 years ago, and the surcharge I paid for Mealy store tomatoes last Tuesday is the cost of waiting. That seed packet has been sitting in my drawer, telling me something, for 2 years. I just wasn't listening. Is the thing stopping you from starting a garden the time, the space, the money, or the belief that it will work, and which of those is actually the real barrier you'd need to break first?